I now baptize this memory in your creation over into the heavenly water of your body. She might lose her life and rise with your life, clothe upon with the heavenly water, garments of your body. Oh, just place her right down there, right in the throne. Oh, hold her up there. Somebody hold her up. Understand it. Keep playing the music. Jesus said, once you put your hand to the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Now that's the way he feels about you. Once you quit, you're not fit. Say, well, Brother Pruitt has to take me back. That's not so. Once I look at you and say, Jesus has said you're not fit for the kingdom of God, you're finished. Of course, he forgives 70 times 70, but he knows your heart. I don't know it. Once he says no, you're finished. Did you know this? You know, he's not playing with you. This old quitting thing running off after Satan, it'll stop. Once you go in this body, you listening to me? Once you go in this body, if it don't, all hell's going to break loose on your life. Oh, I mean that. This quitting and running off doing your thing, this is of religion and it's of hell. I read and I admonish you so strong, I don't want you to come before me and I may hear the words of the Lord say, I don't want that fella. And then I have to stand there and throw you out of the kingdom into destruction. Would you put that on me? Yes, you would. You'd put anything on me. You've proven in the last 14, 15 years. You quit, sashay, and run about your being. But he won't allow it anymore. I'm not kidding you. And I dread that day, Brother Bob. I do. I dread that day when one comes up before me, because he's already spoken the 4 or 5 warning and told him, said, tell him now, you're not fit. But if God give you repentance to acknowledging the truth that you were wrong, he'll accept you. And I stood there in fear and trembling. And he accepted him. Lord Jesus, I present this a member of your new creation for baptism into the heavenly water of your body, that he might lose his life in your water of your body and come forth, clothe the bone and in your likeness of your heavenly body. Hold him now, brother, buddy. Y'all help me now. Birthed by the Spirit. One, the Spirit of life. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, You see each one of the works of the Holy Spirit changing me? Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, I baptize this memory in your creation down into the heavenly water of your body. He loses life in you come forth in your likeness. Oh, just lay him right down towards the throne. Oh, this member of your new creation for baptism into the heavenly water of your body, that he might come forth in your likeness. Ooh, hath been. Ooh, turn him around. Ooh. Ooh. Body, that he might rise in the newness of your life. Oh, lay him right down. Oh. Into the heavenly water of your body, that he might lose his life in you, come forth in your likeness and in your service. Oh, oh, yes, Lord. Oh, oh, oh. Now you notice he told me to lay hands on him and purge him. And when he did, he purged him. See that fire moving down on him? Been done. Oh. Oh. There's only one way to do it, and that's right. In you, coming forth in your newness. Oh. Do you know what that last spirit does? It actually does this. It takes your breath away. It's the finished work. It takes it away and replaces it with the breath of the Holy Ghost. Say, well, I am sure the Holy Ghost has a natural breath and a spiritual breath. Breathe out natural air and spiritual air. But it's not just a by faith thing either. You die, that breath leaves you. That's the reason why you say, oh, it feels so good all inside. You got rid of that old natural breath. Brother Pruitt, I don't believe that. It's so. It's absolutely true. Right there, you are chained. That last seven. This is the reason why under the sixth suffering, listen to this, they could never be matured. Because they never did take their natural breath away. All the natural blood and all the natural body. Born to that seventh and it all goes. Say, can you turn? Sure, you can turn. You can do just like Adam. You can fall out and go to breathing natural too. Oh! But I don't think you will you? Hath been given unto me to obey. Stand faithful. Lord Jesus. Present this member of your new creation for baptism into the heavenly water of your body. That she might lose her life. Come forth in your likeness. Turn her around. That's it. Like she just about lost hers. Get her up there close where she can fall right in the throne. Get her on back there a little bit. There we are. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Breath gone. Now lay her over in death in you, Lord Jesus. Bring her forth in life in your heavenly light. Lay her right down. For baptism into the heavenly water of your body, that she might lose her life in you, lose her breath, and then lose her water of her flesh life, and even lose the life of her blood, and come forth in your likeness. I want someone to take the names of these people here in the Dallas church, Butch, take the names of them. And be sure they hear Joel's tape. Because they're not supposed to get baptized until they get there. But the Lord gave permission to go ahead and baptize. But they have to get that tape and hear it. The working of the heavenly blood in which every living thing had died. We give you power. You can hold those things. You can hold them in there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I snuff out her life in the heavenly water of your body and bring her forth with your new life. Right down on the phone. Whoa. the only way you can have in life is to lose yours. Well, I'm going to wait till I die. You just died. Oh. Say it was by faith. Anything that's built back in you now, you let it willfully happen. Look at her glory all over that. Look at her, Dot. Look at her face. Look like snow. Whoa, like Moses. Present the member of your new creation, for by the baptism into the heavenly water of your body, that she might lose her life in you, come forth in your heavenly eternal likeness. Oh, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, the heavenly water of your body, Lord Jesus. Lose her life. Oh, come forth with your life for eternity. Oh, right down in the heavenly water of his body. That's it. Lay her down. Cover her face. Come forth in your likeness. Watch her turn into glory. Some of you have a doubt in the heart. Just look at her. If you don't believe this is a ministry impartation, watch it. I'll make her shine just like fire. Look at it. If you don't believe now, nothing make you believe. One, two, three, four, five. Six, seven, now lay her over into the heavenly water of your body, Lord Jesus. Let her lose her life that she might come forth in your likeness. Just lay her right there. Cover up. Of God is there. Don't believe that? Look at her. Watch your face. Oh, oh, oh. Lord Jesus, member of your new creation, presenter for baptism into the water of your body, losing her life, coming forth in your likeness. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. One, oh, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh. Lost her breath, now she looted her life. Lay her over in the heavenly water of your body, Lord Jesus. Oh, right. Center for baptism into the heavenly water of your body, Lord Jesus. Ooh. 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 What do you do that for, Brother Bruce? That's a sign of acceptance, a spirit bearing witness. Not a dead form. Oh. Oh, you lay hands. You lay hands on him when he said it's all right. He said, oh, here it goes. What if he doesn't say it's all right? And you stand there and you find out what's wrong. Oh, one, oh, two, three, four, five, six, oh, seven, oh. Lost her breath, oh, gained his breath. Now, Lord Jesus, we lose her life and barrel into your heavenly body that she come forth with your life in her water, in her flesh, and in her blood. Oh, just lay her right down, right to the throne. Oh, ah, ah, ah. Member of your new creation for baptism into the heavenly water of your body, that he might lose his life in you, come forth in your likeness. Oh, 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 holy man. Oh, oh, oh. Life coming forth in your life. Lay him right now. Oh, oh. Ah, ah, ah. Oh. my faith. Oh, that selfishness has gone. Open your mouth, let that thing come out of there. Oh, that's gone. identifying with them. Now in the heavenly water of your body, Lord Jesus, lay him over to lose his life. Come forth. Have him come forth in your life. Lay him right down. Keep that on his face. At her and count these works of the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? See if you don't feel it yourself. See, every time you identify with someone that's getting a blessing, you go getting the same blessing, sometimes double. Are you ready? Double portion. Oh, then let's go. You ready?
Bye.
right on his face. Baptism into your heavenly body, heavenly water of your body, that she might lose her life and glory, and come forth in your likeness, of your heavenly body. Turn her around. Hold her now. She'll go out in a minute. Coming forth, in your likeness. Lay her right there. Right down on the ground.
Ah.
member of your new creation, Lord Jesus. Present her right here before you for baptism into the heavenly water of your body, that she might lose her life and glory in you, come forth in your likeness, Lord Jesus. Oh, look at that glory moving down on her. They're getting to like snow. Oh, 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 oh. Turn around easily right towards the throne. Want her to fall right in his body. Oh, oh. Are you ready? Finished work of God through Jesus. 603 won't get it. Six spirits and a half won't get it. The old false church deceived into that thing. God did it because they were destroying his people. 700. The finished work, also every 700 years in the commandment of God's people, have a year of jubilee, every 7 days of rest, every 7 years a year of letting all the prisoners go free, every 700, there would be a complete turnover. You didn't know that, did you? Every 7 years, all prisoners had to go free. Every 700, everyone went free, and all the old things were pushed away, and they began a new life. It never did last that long, but that's the promise of God anyway, what he said to do. Ooh, 700. Ooh. Ah. Remember in your creation. Baptism in heaven and water, dear God. Six mean the false church only called themselves a vicar of Christ, representing him in earth, not the true ministers. They say Christ lives in me and is doing the work. Think this Brother Pruitt doing all this, did you? No vicar. You can't be just a vicar. When that true church comes forth, you've got to hear that voice inside of you, and I want to plant this in your mind. Up until the time when that church begins to come forth, God ordains that in the first move that the minister, me or you, cannot come forth one with him until the first group comes. This is the plan of God, have to be raised with a family. But once that first group makes the breakthrough, I want to tell you a little secret. That voice begins to turn in there and begins to say, we. We, up until then, I'm saying, your people, Lord. Your people, Lord. Your work, Lord. You doing the work. And all at once he begins to say, we doing the work. Our people. You don't believe that. Ministry, you'll hear it. We're going to lay those garments on you, put you through those gates, baptize you on your face. When you come up now, that voice will mean no more. Won't be saying, your people, Lord, your work, Lord. You'll hear a voice inside you saying, we, our. Hear him saying, our Father, our Mother. You remember he said, our Father. You're going to hear it when you enter into your ministry. That's when he moves in you and takes possession of his flesh, blood, and breath. And begins to move you into his fullness. Then he gives you that promise. We too. No one else. We too. The world is delivered through we too, if no one else. Then he said, if you stand together, two walk together and agree, that the world will fall around us in ashes. We've got it made. Whoa. present this member of your new creation, baptism into your body, they might lose his life in you and come forth in your likeness, Lord Jesus. Oh, Satan hath been cast out, hath been destroyed in his life. Oh, turn him around. You don't believe that our Father in heaven. You don't believe that voice, we. You wait. You'll hear him say, no more shall you ask in my name, but ask in my Father's name. You'll hear his voice in there begin to say, our Father, we ask you. Oh, your prayer turned into it. Whoa! Whoa!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Lord Jesus, baptize this memory in your creation, right into the heavenly water of your body, letting him lose his life in you, rising in your likeness. Oh, lay him right down there. Of Christ, because then he begins to work. But when that voice said, we and our, forth in your likeness. Whoa, let it lay him right down now. That's it. Creation, Lord Jesus, brought before you, Lord Jesus, for baptism into the heavenly water of your body, to lose his life, come forth in your likeness. Ooh, 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 ooh. Are you ready? 7 works of the Holy Spirit. 700 there. Check the birth of Christ, how many years it was from the promise. 700. Whoa!
1, 2, 3.